The World Health Organization is now calling the spread of COVID-19 a global pandemic. And here in the U.S., the Federal Aviation Administration said today that it will waive minimum flight requirements at some airports through May, throwing a lifeline to airlines that have seen a drop-off in travel demand due to the outbreak. Airlines can lose their slots at crowded airports if they don't use them, and many in the industry had been calling on the FAA to waive that requirement. One of them is Robin Hayes, CEO of JetBlue, who joins me now. And Robin, I know you were hoping for that change because business is way down for JetBlue and other carriers. How bad is it?
You know, I would say we're in the middle of a very significant impact. Some would say devastating impact to the airline industry. We really see these sorts of events every 10 years or so. I mean, for me, 9/11 is the closest to what we're seeing now. That was a very sort of fear-driven event. There were lots of concerns just after 9/11 about flying. And we're really seeing the same now with the coronavirus.
How would you quantify it? I mean, could you tell us how many flights you've had to cancel? You know, how much you've seen revenues go down?
Sure. So, you know, again, let me compare it to 9/11. In 9/11, we saw the U.S. airline industry fall about 30% from just before to just after that tragic event. We're seeing bookings come off to an even greater extent.
How long are you prepared for it to go on?
Well, we're planning this to go on for a very significant period of time. The good news for JetBlue is that we have a very strong balance sheet. We've been preparing 10 years for this event, and we're acting very quickly to cut capacity and reduce costs so we can weather this. No one really knows how long this will last. You know, some people will point to China and say the airline industry has started to recover. But after 9/11, there was really, it was 2 years before you would say the industry was back to where it was before 9/11. So we're able and willing to sit this out for a very long period of time, and we're willing to do what it takes to make sure JetBlue can come through this successfully.
Well, and I've already heard you say that in some ways it's worse than 9/11. And as you know, at that time, the federal government bailed out the airlines, offering billions of dollars. Do you think that will be necessary this time? Do you want the help from the federal government?
The industry here in the U.S. is in a very different place to where it was even 10 years ago, pre the financial crisis. It's pretty healthy. We've all built stronger balance sheets. We've all got good liquidity. And so I think the economic backdrop for airlines is very different. Airlines are much more able to withstand something like this than they were 10 years ago.
What are you doing to accommodate your flight crew? They are exposed to people more than anybody else on those airplanes.
Sure. So first of all, that's a very important question. You know, our number one priority is the safety and security of both our crew members and our customers. So our crew members are trained to handle customers when they get sick. We have protective equipment on board. We've also changed our service routines to remove some of the contact points. So, for example, we've suspended hot towel service. And also, we are enabling our in-flight crews to wear gloves if that's something they would like to do. And I would also say that when we think about flying, you know, we really want people to think about it as safe as anything else you do on your day in your day-to-day life. So going to the grocery store, going to the library, grabbing a coffee. JetBlue is deep cleaning our airplanes overnight. We're sanitizing them. We're disinfecting them. We have disinfectant wipes on the airplane for customers if they want to wipe down their own seats. And the air systems in the airplanes, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about this, but we use hospital grade filtering systems on airplanes. The air in a cabin is recirculated every 3 minutes and it flows from top to bottom. There's not really any lateral movement on an airplane of the air. And so the other thing I say is if you're not feeling well, don't fly. I mean, JetBlue is offering free changes and cancellations to customers at the moment. So take advantage of that. And if you can, delay your trip.
What do you think this could potentially do to the airline industry? If we're still struggling a year from now, do you expect either bankruptcies or reshuffling, mergers, that sort of thing to kick in?
Well, I think the U.S. industry is probably about the strongest in the world at the moment. So I think the U.S. industry is best equipped to survive. You know, I think that you look at a number of airlines in Asia and Europe that were already struggling to get by. They were already very highly leveraged. I think it's going to be a real challenge for them, and many of them may not last even a year. We've already seen one UK-based airline go into bankruptcy last week. And I think there'll be others to follow in the near future, actually.
That's Robin Hayes, CEO of JetBlue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.